You found it. The best place for live, local, conservative talk in the morning. The Commute with Carlson. Stimulating, entertaining, and making a difference. Here's John Carlson on Talk Radio 570 KVI.
Welcome back to hour number two, the John Carlson Show, Talk Radio 570 KVI. So glad you are here. By the way, if you hadn't heard this morning, someone I'm very fond of, Ty Carter, a Medal of Honor recipient, is in Washington, D.C. The president will formally bestow and award Ty Carter the Medal of Honor that he earned with just almost astonishing gallantry that we recounted on this show a couple of weeks ago. We'll have a clip from my conversation with Ty Carter later on this morning we will play, but everybody, particularly the folks in Spokane, where Ty Carter is from, have got to be feeling good. Ty Carter, one of only five, count them, one of only five living Medal of Honor recipients since the Iraq and Afghanistan wars. So in the last 10 years of fighting in Afghanistan and Iraq, only five living soldiers have received the Medal of Honor. One of them, Ty Carter from Spokane, currently based at Joint Base Lewis-McChord, receiving that honor later on this morning in Washington. So how about that? All right. I promised that we were going to break a little bit of news, and we will here in about 30 seconds with Todd Myers. I do want to remind you once again that they have made a second arrest in the Spokane beating of Shorty Belton. So both suspects now in custody. And as that story develops, we'll have the information for you. The arrest of the second thug was made about 3 hours ago in an apartment on Manning Street in Spokane. Okay, let us go to the author of one of the best myth-busting books on the environment written in recent years. The book is called Eco Fads, and the author is Todd Myers, who's the Environmental Policy Director of Washington Policy Center. Hello there, Todd. Are you with me, Todd?
I am.
Good morning. How are you?
I am very well.
All right. So, what is this I hear, and I hear from you because I haven't seen it yet anywhere else in the news media, that it's not just the federal government that apparently has been making very unwise investments in, quote, green tech companies that have not paid off. We seem to have our own little cylinder problem here in Washington State.
That's exactly right. So for several months, I've been working to get information about a program that was started under Governor Gregoire, where she was going to loan money to various companies in Washington State to create green jobs. And the Department of Commerce is going to release today a report that I got a hold of. And I looked at the loans, and there are four loans that they made worth more than about $10 million. And the record is very poor.
Okay, before we get there, where did the money for the loans come from?
From the taxpayers of Washington State.
Under what program or line item?
It was a program that was started by the governor, and actually it specifically says that some of the money that has been repaid can be relent up to 2016 when the program expires. So okay. Some of this money that actually could go back out.
So this is a Chris Gregoire program?
Correct.
Okay.
So there are four companies that they lent to. Let me just give you the worst example. Inland Empire Oil Seeds, they are a biodiesel company in Odessa that had already once gone into Chapter 11 bankruptcy because of a variety of things, including the EPA changing the rules of what counts as biodiesel. They are now in Chapter 7 bankruptcy, and they still owe the state about $3 million in a loan. And the report very optimistically says that they're going to work with the new managers, but Chapter 7 is not reorganization. Chapter 7 is liquidation.
It's liquidation of assets. Why did we make this loan in the first place, Todd?
Well, it's all about creating green jobs. And in fact, the report actually says that it created 20 new jobs. But
how much money?
$4 million was
$4 million dollars to create 20 jobs?
Well, and again, the way they create jobs, they don't count permanent jobs. They count any job that occurred for a period of time. So if you worked on building the plant for a month, that's a job. It doesn't have to be for a full year.
How did this pass the cost-benefit smell test?
Well, these don't. I mean, that's the problem with our environmental policy, and that's why, you know, one of the things that I tell people is that the free market and conservatives, ironically, are actually better at producing environmental results than the left, because the left doesn't care about the actual results. They don't care about a cost-benefit analysis. They care about image. And so if they can claim to create green jobs, they will spend huge amounts of money and take big risks to do so, even if they don't pay off.
That's our first candidate. All right, you say there's four.
There's four. There's another one that is another oilseed crushing plant where they have missed the payments for 2012 and 2013, but promised to start repaying in 2018. There's another project where it's an anaerobic digester, which is basically where you capture methane and natural gas from cows and turn it into electricity. And earlier,
even ask how they capture the methane.
Let me just say this. It's mostly burping.
Okay.
Not all, though. But that project, the head of that gave an interview late last year and said it's not working out because the rates that they're getting for the power that they're producing has been cut in half. So they're completely retooling their business plan. And then the fourth is another oilseed crushing. And that one we can't tell how they're doing because they just went into operation July 1st.
I'm sorry, I've got to ask a question that will expose once and for all that I was not brought up on a farm. Okay, I worked at a farm a couple of times, spent a summer working on a farm, but what on earth is an oil seed?
So oil seeds is basically canola is what we mostly use.
Okay.
And then they just crush it. And so, interestingly, one of the rules on these loans for Inland Empire oil seeds was that when they built the program, that they could not build the oil seed crushing for dual purpose. They could only use it for biofuels. They couldn't use it for food. So in other words, the state actually required the company to put all their eggs in one basket. So if the biofuel, you know, market turned down, they couldn't start making, food products.
Did they make more than four loans?
That was it. Those were the four loans. Okay. Now they have made a number
four loans, and all of them are going belly up?
One of them just started, so we don't know. But yes, the other three are either belly up or haven't gone, or the people admit that it didn't go the way that they wanted. And there are still millions of dollars outstanding, nearly $6 million that are outstanding in loans to the state of Washington.
So the people listening to you and me talking right now have lost a total of how much so far on these four loans?
Well, there's still $6 million.
Okay.
One company is unlikely, so that's about $3 million
right there.
Another company says that they're not going to start paying until 2018. That's another $500,000.
Yeah, I tried that once. The bank didn't appear to go with my logic.
It is an interesting situation when you can dictate the terms of your own repayment, but that's...
Try that with the bank. Okay. And the third?
And then the third, of course, appears to be paying. They've paid... they still owe about $1.4 million, but their cash flow is not nearly what it was, and so we'll see whether they continue to repay at a proper rate.
So one can't pay. The other has announced that it won't pay for a couple more years. The third is struggling to pay, and the fourth one just left the starting blocks.
Correct.
What a terrible record.
Now, that doesn't include the grants that Washington State gave out. They also gave out grants to another number of companies, and I'm going through those to see which companies succeeded and which failed.
How many got grants?
A couple dozen.
A couple dozen. And how high did these grants get? What's the range here, Todd?
Well, there's $1 million, $2 million. So they're not enormous grants, but there's a number of them. And so, of course, they add up.
Well, if there's 18 grants of about $1 million, yeah, that does add up. That's more than the loan program. Why would they get a grant instead of a loan anyway if it's a business?
Well, you know, the state of Washington, the Constitution prohibits money being given directly to companies for their benefit. So they have to do a grant program where it's a competitive grant. But essentially, it's the same sort of thing. And again, each of these talk about the number of jobs that they create. And in some cases, you'll see, you know, $1 million spent, and they'll create, you know, two jobs.
But again, my point is, why wouldn't they, at the very least, you know, loan the money on favorable terms? Why would they just give a company a grant?
Well, I think their experience is similar with the loans, right? It is that many of these companies don't pay. Many of these companies are speculative startups.
Where do I line up for one of these? I mean, incredible, Todd.
Well, you need to start a green business. There are lots of favors given to green businesses.
Well, but apparently it could be, yeah, me and the wife and Jack down the street. I mean, we could create three jobs.
Your kids could probably get a merit badge.
They already have. Okay, and they didn't get a dime for it. Oh, man. Todd, great news. If people want more information, do they go to WashingtonPolicy.org?
Yes, WashingtonPolicy.org. We'll be posting more about this today.
Okay, and you heard it first here on the John Carlson Show. Great sleuthing. Wonderful work, Todd. Thanks for sharing it with us.
Thanks for so much.
Okay, that's Todd Myers, the author of EcoFads. This study, the state gives out four loans, multimillion-dollar loans. Again, the box score here, one company is on the verge of going belly up. It's in Chapter 7. They're liquidating assets. Another says it won't be able to start paying its loans for a couple years, for another 5 years. A third has been making payments, but now they're financially struggling and may not continue to do so. And the fourth just got its loans and is just now getting going. Just a terrible record thus far. And now Todd's looking at the whole issue of grants as well. You're listening to the John Carlson Show here, Talk Radio 570 KVI.